Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. What a difference a day makes. Yesterday, there was high drama as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Benghazi. Today, Clinton returned to introduce the man nominated to succeed her, Massachusetts Democratic Senator John Kerry, and largely it was all smiles. Kerry was in familiar territory. He normally chairs this committee. Also there to introduce him, newly elected Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, who vouched for Kerry's diplomatic skills, saying, "You want to learn diplomacy? Come try Massachusetts politics." Republican Senator John McCain, a member of the committee, also spoke, saying their friendship was based on mutual respect.
Some observers have attributed that respect to the fact that when we were much younger, nicer, and better-looking men than we are now, Senator Kerry and I spent some time at the Navy's behest in a certain Southeast Asian country in less pleasant circumstances than we're accustomed to in the United States Senate.
Of course, Senator McCain referring to Vietnam. Brian Bender, national security reporter for the Boston Globe, was in the room. Brian, it seemed to be pretty cheery.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that this was pretty striking, just in the sense that the accolades coming from the committee, from Democrats, from Republicans. Many people believe John Kerry is prepared for this job his whole life. Decades on the Foreign Relations Committee, more than 3 years chairing it. He's been around the world, you know, with all the leaders. So I think there's a lot of confidence in his abilities to take on this job, but still questions about what the Obama administration's foreign policy will look like.
Well, there was a moment when a protester shouted out. It looked like an activist from the group Code Pink. What was said and what was the response?
It was a very interesting episode, certainly made it a little bit more exciting. A woman in the back of the room, just as Kerry was about to finish his prepared statement, started shouting about the Middle East, about being tired of seeing her friends die there. She also asked questions about whether there's going to be a war with Iran. Very quickly, she was removed from the hearing room by the Capitol Police, but interestingly, Kerry, as she was being taken out of the room, kind of turned in her direction and recalled his own experience 40 years ago when he first testified before the same committee, at that point protesting the Vietnam War, having just returned as a combat veteran. And he remarked that when he had come here, he was part of a group that was trying to have its voice heard, and that I think his quote was, "That's what this place is all about." So it was a very poignant moment, I think, for Kerry and for everybody in the room.
Well, it's interesting because that's been chilling for people on the Republican side who are very worried that so many former Vietnam veterans serving in these high positions might mean that the U.S. will become lax in security. And there was a sharp question from the Tennessee Republican Bob Corker. It was about former Republican Senator Chuck Hagel, President Obama's nominee to become Secretary of Defense. Of course, he also was a former a veteran. And Corker was basically asking if Hagel was going to weaken the U.S. nuclear posture. Did Kerry take that on, even though that's a different committee meeting?
Kerry did take that on, and I think that was a signal that Hagel's confirmation hearing to be Secretary of Defense next week is going to be much more confrontational. There'll be much more fireworks. Kerry responded to Senator Corker saying he had not expected to be asked that question, but he was happy to address it, and then defended Hagel quite strongly on his policies, but also as his ability to be Secretary of Defense. On the nuclear issue specifically, something Kerry knows quite a bit about, he basically said, listen, nobody who's sane thinks that we can get rid of nuclear weapons in today's world. It's a goal that we want to work towards. And that basically he was telling Senator Corker that you're sort of putting up a straw man here. Nobody's going to disarm America. Chuck Hagel is a strong defender of nuclear deterrent. And but again, I think it was a sign that next week when Hagel goes before the Senate Armed Services Committee, he's likely to have a much tougher time.
Yeah. The President Obama also had other nominations for CIA Director John Brennan. Does this hearing today give a signal about either of those? You've already said Chuck Hagel's would be difficult, but is today sort of a standalone?
I think that today is very unique in the sense that you know, John Kerry has been friends with the people that he's facing on this committee for years. And, you know, there's normally this camaraderie, this loyalty among senators, current and former, that I think doesn't apply to Hegel because of Hegel's views that have concerned some, particularly Republicans. Mm-hmm. And so I do think Kerry's appearance before the Foreign Relations Committee today was very unique.
Yeah, it certainly
circumstances.
That collegiality certainly didn't apply at times yesterday to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Brian Bender, national security reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.